Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Could we be visiting another world when we enter our dreams? Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding. This week's episode returns to lucid dreaming with your own experiences. Lucid dreaming is defined as a dream during which dreamers are aware they are dreaming. We explored all the different suggestions for lucid dreaming in episode 15 entitled Lucid Dreams. So, it's not quite a lucid dream, but I've had a little bit of a strange encounter and I thought I'd share it with you. Like I say, it's not quite a lucid dream, but as many of you know, I suffer from night terrors. And just recently, I've been lucky enough not to have had any. Fingers crossed. Let's just hope that it's finished. That would be a dream come true right there, pardon the pun. But something else has been happening, and it occurs when I first wake up from a deep sleep. I'll open my eyes and I'll be drawn to the pictures on my walls. Weirdly, right, get this, the picture transforms, and there, right in front of me, are some really clear faces of men and women and children. Some are happy, some nice looking, others quite stern, really, and others quite demonic, actually. I'll shut my eyes, hoping that when I look back, the images would have gone. But when I do open my eyes, they're still there. I look away and into the bathroom, and in the bathroom there's an old wooden beam that runs across the top of the wall. And there again, faces of men, women and children are looking at me and each other. Again, I close my eyes thinking that what I'm experiencing in my head must have a scientific name and remind myself to find out what it is. Well, this isn't pareidolia. That's something that is when you make images and faces out of, let's say, the clouds or tree branches. And I suppose this is a form of it. But then this really freaked me out. The images started to move. They actually moved their heads ever so slightly and smiled. Now, Carl came into the bedroom and I grabbed him and I went, please tell me you can see this. And I explained and I pointed out where the faces were, but he said that he couldn't. He looked a little bit worried at me, you know, as I would if he was saying that. Now, I know I'm not ill, I'm not suffering from some sort of mental breakdown. So then I thought, I wonder if, and this is a big if, obviously, the spirit world is trying to connect. Am I seeing these faces as my brain is waking up from a deep sleep state? Could it be that these faces are real and that I'm seeing them like a lucid dream? I'll let you know how I get on. Incidentally, I didn't recognise any of the faces, which was frustrating. I was hoping that perhaps my dad or my grandmother, I would recognise them. So I want to know what my brain is doing and could it be connected to my night terrors? Molly, scientist, please. Thank you. Make notes. Now, we've had so much feedback from you lovely listeners on our email, which is paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. Just in case you didn't get that, it's paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. And you've been telling us all about your own lucid dream stories and experiences, so much so that we've decided to dedicate a whole episode to these amazing experiences. So let's jump straight in with Rachel's experience. And she writes, "Hello, Yvette. I just listened to your lucid dream podcast and wanted to share my experience. My dad passed away with cancer 5 years ago. This week, I was dreaming and my dad appeared in my dream. He actually made me jump. And I said to him, 'Flipping heck, you made me jump.' He smiled and laughed at his mischievous act. I can remember what he was wearing, the colours of his clothes, his complexion. Everything was so clear. I asked if he was okay and he smiled and nodded. He then said, 'Tell Mum I love her and I'll see her on her birthday, which will be 7 days later.' He then disappeared. I woke up immediately and had this extremely loud ringing in my ears for about 30 seconds, which I believe is a common phenomenon. It was a lovely dream and I wasn't upset at all, as it was comforting to know that he was okay and looked amazing. I called my mum the next day and told her about my dream. When Dad passed, we all chose one of his shirts and had them made into cushions. Do you know, when I read this, I thought, what a fantastic idea. I've got one of my dad's shirts and I might do this. Continuing. My mum went on to tell me that she always talks to her cushion and takes it to bed every night. The night I had my dream, she couldn't sleep, so started talking to her cushion and said to Dad it was about time he came to say hello and talk back to her, as she was sick and tired of talking to herself and wanted him to talk back. This gave me shivers when she told me, and it seems that Dad came to me to let Mum know that he'll get in touch with her. Also, about lucid dreams, I really connected to this. For years, I've been able to manipulate my dreams, or if I don't like the dream I'm having, I can wake myself up. If I wake from a dream, I have also been able to go back to sleep and restart the dream from where I left off. Is this common? I do not know, but I think that that's absolutely fantastic. You lucky girl. I wish I could do that, especially if you're having a bit of a naughty dream with, say, Johnny Depp. You could go back to the beginning, couldn't you, and start all over again? Keep going back. I would. P.S. I attended Gloucester Prison Most Haunted Experience on August the 21st with my son, where Carl and Stuart hosted. It was a great night, thanks. They may remember us, as my son is called Bram and they were impressed with his name. Thank you, Rachel. Incidentally, if anybody wants to go on a Most Haunted Experience, just go to the website mosthauntedexperience.com and you'll find all the different locations all around the country. Click on there and for tickets, and hopefully we'll see you soon. It's so funny. I can't remember. You mentioned about ringing in the ears, Rachel. I cannot actually remember if I had ringing in my ears after seeing my dad. I do remember someone saying to me that their grandson, who was only about 6 or 7, said something really odd as he complained of ringing in the ears. You know, when we all get this, sometimes you'll get like a or one ear will sort of like, you can't hear very well. It'll only happen for a few seconds. Anyway, this happened to this little lad, and he turned to his mum and said, "Now the angels can talk to me." Well, that made my friend shiver. Woo, how wonderful. And ever since then that happened, I always listen out when I get the ringing in my ears. I think, "Ooh, could somebody be trying to talk to me?" Try it. You never know. Now, according to Healthline.com, about 55% of people have experienced one or more lucid dreams in their lifetime. However, frequent lucid dreaming is rare. Only 23% of people have lucid dreams at least once a month. And I think they're incredibly lucky. Amanda also got in touch about a presence named George who lived in her home. And she writes, "Hi, Yvette. Just wanted to say before I start my story, I love you." Well, I love you too. "And I've loved you and the Most Haunted team since I was about 10, which is 20 years ago. I feel very old when people say that to me, but I love it at the same time." That's me saying that, not Amanda. "When I was younger, I used to talk to the unseen," she's put in quotation marks. "I recall my mum telling me stories of me talking to things she couldn't see. Fast forward a few years, 11 to be precise, when we moved into the first house my mum owned. Some weird stuff happened, such as noises and things, but living in an attached old creaky house, we all thought nothing of it. I'm going to note here now and say we had an earthquake in April 2007, and living in Folkestone, Kent, we were in the epicentre. After this, 3 years after living in the house, activity did pick up. In this house, there is three floors, the ground, the first and the second. The first full flight of stairs leads to a coat rack, the shower room and bathroom. The first thing really strange that happened was I was going up to the first flight of stairs and saw someone coming past the coats, so stopped and looked up. No one was there. After a while, I would start dreaming about this man called George who lived in my house. So naturally, if something weird would happen, I'd call out and say, "Thank you, George." A year or so later, I went up the stairs and felt something watching me, but just ignored it. I went up the three steps to my bedroom before the next full flight of stairs. Anyway, coming back down the three steps, I see there's a pair of boots under the coats next to the bathroom and think it's my brother. I pulled it back, but nothing was there, and the boots went, vanished. I shouted my brother and asked where he was, and shouted, "Downstairs, playing Xbox." So as always, I shouted, "Thank you for scaring me again, George." A few little things happened after this, but nothing too crazy, like the taps being on, the dogs going crazy over nothing, etc. Fast forward about 3 years, my mum receives the deeds for the house, and guess whose name is on there? I can hear you all guessing now. Let's all shout together. Yes! She's actually written "Bloody George" with a crying face. And she's put, again, "Sorry if it's long." No, it's not long at all. The longer the better. Thank you, Amanda. That's absolutely wonderful. So I wonder if George's spirit is trying to contact you through the dream. I really do think he is. I've had dreams of my two little ghosts here in my house, Elizabeth and Benjamin. I can see them playing in my dreams and running around the house. So is that them saying, "Here we are, this is what we look like"? I think so. And I think that's what's happening with George. He obviously likes you and is happy that you're in his home. And this is really important. We must remember that a house where people have lived and died is a haunted house. The past residents are still there. You just can't see them for most of the time. They may show themselves if you start to remodel the house, or perhaps if there's some sort of drama happening within the family and the happy energy is rocked. That's when you might have a dream or experience. Like, say, for instance, you might smell some lovely perfume or pungent pipe smoke. You might hear a voice, a cold blast of air, a slamming of a door. Always talk out loud with respect, as it's still their home. You must respect their space, and then they will respect yours. George is definitely in residence with you, Amanda, but remember, as you already are doing, talk to him and he will stop scaring you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever
Ever wonder what the Macarena is really about? Well, this week I'm guesting on the hilarious and educational Baffled podcast, where we uncover some FBI slang, find out what famous and tiny celebrity I found myself in a lift in Russia with, and I give my own top tips on how to get in touch with the spirit world. Listen at www.baffledpod.com or search Baffled wherever you got this podcast. Welcome back. We're continuing with your dream visitation stories with a sinister dream or nightmare and strange occurrences in the night from Hannah, who got in touch on email at this address, paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. So Hannah writes, "Hi Yvette, I'd love to know your thoughts on demons and how you could tell the difference between these and any type of entity. I grew up in a small village called Rainhill in Merseyside. It's pretty famous for the Rainhill steam train trials and is also known to have been home to Frederick Deeming before he brutally murdered his family and emigrated to Australia. Nice place to live. I must look up this Frederick Deeming. Sounds like a charming character. Anyway, we lived in an average 1970s detached home growing up in the heart of the area. Over the years, we started to notice odd things happening. Footsteps up the stairs, taps running in the bathroom and lights turning on and off in the middle of the night. Things really stepped up during my parents' divorce. My parents' bedroom contained a walk-in wardrobe that was built at the time of the house. I'm not sure what it was, but you couldn't sleep in that room with the wardrobe doors ajar. Even my mum, who avoids anything to do with the paranormal, would comment that she felt very uneasy of a night and that something was watching her from this cupboard. My dad had a few dreams of demons pulling him, and he'd wake up halfway down the bed. My sister also woke up one night and looked over the side of our bunk beds to a naked, very pale boy lying on his front and his ear to the ground listening downstairs whilst maintaining eye contact with my sister. My dog at the time would often wake from a deep sleep in the living room and start growling at the top corner of the room, exactly where the walk-in wardrobe was located. How would you tell the difference between your average spirit and something more evil? This is just the tip of the iceberg, and I have many more stories about whatever it was. Needless to say, we thankfully moved and fingers crossed nothing has followed us. I now live only a few roads away from the Botanic Gardens in Southport and was thrilled to see you investigate it. I look forward to joining you on one of the most haunted experiences in the future. Lots of love from Hannah. P.S. Please keep up the fantastic work. The podcast helped me get through my work day. Thank you, Hannah. So what are my thoughts on demons and how can you tell? Well, for me, I can just tell. I think it's from, I suppose, just years of investigating. What happens is that I will go into a location and within a few minutes, if there's something awful there, I get this horrendous feeling in the pit of my stomach. And I can't even explain it. Sometimes, you know, that adrenaline feeling sometimes if you're in the car and you're driving and you have a near miss or something. I don't know if you get it, but I do. It's like pins and needles will shoot down my hands and into my fingertips, and it's my adrenaline. Well, that's what I get. So I get the pit of my stomach sort of lurching, and then I get this rush of adrenaline, and I know that something not very nice is in there. Sometimes also, you do get a smell of sulfur. And this happens an awful lot. I get a metallic taste in my mouth. Sometimes it tastes like blood. Sometimes it can be really strong, like as if I've got a metal spoon in my mouth or something. So lots of people worry, and quite rightly so, when the activity in a house is loud and scary. And they think straight away, I mean, we did hear that the entity in their home must be evil. Oh, God, we're haunted. It's got to be horrible, demonic, blah, blah, blah. Like I say, we did when we first moved into our house. Chairs were being stacked, as you know. Furniture was being moved around. Doors slamming. Children shouting, "Mommy!" in the middle of the night when the kids were fast asleep. Really spooky stuff. But as you know, we found out it was two children, two ghosts who died in the house in the 1600s. So what we did was we talked to them and invited them to be part of the family. And now we hardly ever hear a peep. So when you get loud, destructive poltergeist activity and other paranormal occurrences in your house, they may well
be just spirits that want you to know that they're there. So as I mentioned earlier, if there are any dramas in your home, say divorce, teenage arguments, etc., these are all factors that can add to the energy changes within your family unit. So imagine this if you can. Imagine if you could watch the energy coming off you. You're standing outside, say for instance, you're up above in the ceiling and you're looking down on your family. I don't know, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, whoever, and you are watching this row going on. But you can see for the first time all the energy coming off you all as you have this fight, and how that energy feeds into the electromagnetic fields of energy that are all around you that you can't see. Now, it has to have a sufficient effect to alert spirits. And they use that energy, they harness that energy to manifest things to happen. It's almost childlike, really, isn't it? Here, have this energy and go and play with it. Our final listener, Lisa, writes about some strange dreams she had where loved ones have visited whilst asleep. She writes, "Hello, lovely. Love the podcast, by the way. I have a few weird stories, dreams that I keep meaning to tell you when I see you, but keep forgetting." Lisa is a regular on A Most Haunted Experience. We've known Lisa for many years, and she's a lovely, lovely person and a real keen ghost hunter, and a good one at that. She says, "I've just listened to your Guardian Angel podcast, and when the lovely lady mentioned her dream where her grandfather visited her saying, goodbye, it reminded me of something my dad told me a while ago. His mum passed when he was just 12 years old. It was in the early morning hours after his birthday and he was asleep in his bed. He woke up suddenly sobbing, saying, 'My mum's died. My mum's died.' And after a few moments later, one of his older brothers came into his room and told him that his mum had passed. I wonder whether he saw it in his dream or his mum visited him in spirit at the very moment she passed. To this day, he doesn't know how he knew, but he says he just did. I myself have also had multiple visitation dreams from my nan, who I lost in 2010, my aunt, who I lost 3 years ago, and even my little dog, who I lost in January this year. In each of the separate dreams, I've seen them and interacted with them, but in my dream, I knew that they had passed. My favourite one was in my dream. We were clearing out my nan's house after her passing, and I turned around and I saw my nan helping. I was confused, but knew straight away that she was visiting. I also knew I was the only one that could see her. I went over and gave her a hug, and it felt so real that even when I woke up, I could still feel the warmth of the hug. My most recent one of my dog was a few weeks after she passed. I saw her walking around the house and I was in shock and broke down in my dream. I picked her up and cuddled her. I said to my mum, 'Look, it's Rosie, she's here.' But my mum couldn't see her. That's when I knew she was visiting me and letting me know that she was safe and happy. Keep doing the podcast. They're so interesting. I love listening to them when I'm in the office once a week. See you soon. Love, Lisa Hadley in Liverpool." Thank you, Lisa. Well, I've heard on many occasions where people know their loved ones have died. They may have been in a different country, a different time zone, but they've had a dream, a vision, or a sensation where they are alerted to the fact that their loved one had died. I really believe that the spirit of that person is responsible for this. And I also think that within that visitation, there is a hidden subconscious meaning, a subtle emotion that lets the receiver know that they are at peace. It's the best feeling I've ever had in my life, that hug from my dad in my lucid dream. And it sounds like you, Lisa, had the same experience. It's a sensation that you just can't explain, a feeling that is so powerful and totally and utterly beautiful and peaceful. I don't think it's just a hug. I think it's something more. Perhaps it's healing. You see, no one knows where our spirit, our conscious minds go when we sleep. Maybe we do visit our loved ones, but we only get to experience a second or two of the meeting, and we remember forever the hug and the goodbye. I know I'm greedy, but I want my dad to come and hug me again. Of course, I'll let you know if he does. Also, just before I go, I found something on a website. Pills, get this, pills to make you lucid dream. Firstly, I'm not advocating for you to take these tablets, and I certainly wouldn't want you to take them. And if you do want to take them, please talk to your GP first. But this company called Nine Life, N-I-N-E, Life, is online. And it's absolutely extraordinary, these tablets. They're online for about £75. They look to be all to do with natural ingredients. Have a look at the tablets and see for yourself. And then, I couldn't resist it, they also, the same company, do some sort of mask. So I checked this one out. So it's this mask, and then it reads, let me just open it up here. It's the company says, we created Remi. R-E-M-E-E, to reintroduce people to the benefits of dreaming. Using gentle light signals, Remi not only increases dream recalls and vividness, but helps unlock the world of lucid dreaming. Night lights, it has rear-facing LEDs that serve as your touchstone to the waking world. Using a series of smart timers, light patterns that are displayed throughout the night, targeting your REM cycles, where dreams most often occur. The patterns can be as gentle or as jarring, as bright or as dim, or as fast or slow as you like. The more time you spend tuning your light patterns, the better success you'll have improving recall and clarity, and the closer you'll be to lucidity. So if you want to try lucid dreaming, I would try the really natural way first. And there's plenty of information out there to guide you, books, podcasts, and of course, videos. I'll always listen to Jürgen's You. For those of you who've not heard me talk about this guy, oh my God, I'm a huge fan. And you spell his name Y-U-R-G-E-N-Z-I-E-W-E, Jürgen Zue. He's on YouTube. Just listen to some of the stuff he talks about. It's incredible. He's my favorite. And keep sending in your lucid dream experiences. I find them absolutely fascinating. And I promise I'll keep you up to date with my faces in the painting. What on earth is going on there? I do not know. Well, thank you for listening to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and a huge thanks to all our lovely, lovely listeners for sharing their visitation stories with us. You can get in touch and share your own stories at paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. That's paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. Or you can get in touch and leave your voice notes on this number on WhatsApp, 075-999-27537. That's 075-999-27537. And we're on Instagram, and the address is at Paranormal Activity Pod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow, and we will be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great week. Stay safe. Enjoy life. Enjoy every single day. But the most important thing to remember is things aren't always as they seem.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.